quarterback. Here's Diaz with the kicking duties on the kickoff. A heck of a kick all the way down to the 9-yard line, actually down to the 2 where they finally pick it up. And here comes Perzanowski, misdirection on running sideways at the 10, out to the 15, and finally brought down at the 16 by number 22 of Lakers. Excuse me, number 23, Steve Kaczynski, who is fired up. And now it's first and 10 for Cass City from the 16-yard line. First and 10, left right across your radio. 11:42 left in the fourth. Lakers leads 12-0 over Cass City in Lakers.
Yeah, Cass City has a big mountain to climb now. Lakers, every tackle they make, they're bouncing up. All momentum on their side right now. Cass City needs a couple nice drives here, preferably some deliberate ones with first downs to try and take some momentum away.
And looks like someone jumped. Who will it be? It's a false start against Cass City, so this will back him up 5 yards. That's going to push them back to the 11-yard line. First and 15 now for Cass City. 11:42 left in the fourth quarter. In the third quarter in Ubley, Brown City 7, Ubley 6 with 6:59 to go in the third. 21-0 Harbor Beach over Sandusky in the third quarter. CPS 41, Cardinal Mooney 6. Not sure if that's a final or not. On the carry to the left side for Cass City. Bottom of that pile is number 27, Drew Field. It's a gain of yard. Brings up now second and 14 for Cass City. 11:20 left in the fourth.
Steve Kaczynski with the tackle for Lakers.
Lakers trying to move to 2-0 for the first time in a long time. Sets up in the T formation off the left hash. Dakota Hartle under center. It's a handoff to the right side. He's out past the line of scrimmage. He is hammered. Number 6, the ball carrier, Sawyer Cuthrell, hit a Laker defender and popped the ball loose. They say he is still down. It's Laker recovers the fumble. And number 6, Sawyer Cuthrell, is still down on the field. More than likely, this is going to be a concussion. He is rolling on the ground, and he's getting up. And he falls back down. Looks like he's
favoring that left leg, Clark. Looks like an ankle of some kind.
I would not be surprised if it's a concussion either. He got just blasted.
He did.
So Lakers recovers the fumble. We'll have at the 20-yard line. But right now, Sawyer Cuthrell on the field down. They're working on his left ankle. Sawyer Cuthrell is a sophomore on this team, moved up to varsity in week number 2 here. Uncertain at this point who recovered that fumble. They're still working on Cuthrell. He's moving all limbs. Seems to be okay in that realm. Now they have the left leg fully extended. Cuthrell in some pain as the staff is working on them. .10:54 left in the fourth quarter. Now Cuthrell is up, hobbling off, favoring the left ankle, dragging it along. Coming off on his own power, though, that's always promising. So it's first and 10, the officials bringing on both teams. Beautiful night here in Laker country. South wind at 6 miles an hour. Humidity is 75%, UV index, of course, at 0. Visibility is out to about 8 miles, and now we have a train going on right to left across your radio in the back here. And past the far side of your radio, as the wind turbine's rolling, beautiful sight here in high school football in Laker country. First and 10 from the 20-yard line. The Lakers offense back on the field after recovering a fumble. I formation in the backfield for Katie. Excuse me, Brady Post on the quarterback keeper. Is brought down in the backfield by number 51 of Cass City, Josh Daniels. It's a loss of two on the play back to the 22, second and 12.
A little confusion there, it seemed like, by Post and his running backs. Both running backs took off to the left side. It looked like Post was expecting one to come on his right side. And when there was nobody there, he just covered up, turned upfield, and seen nothing but white jerseys.
And indeed, nothing but white. Those jerseys staying clean. They must use a lot of cornstarch.
Yeah, they have been so far. Not sure how they do it.
Second and 12 for the Lakers, working off the right hash, right to left across the radio in the green jerseys, black pants, and flat green helmets with the Laker wheel and silver metallic. Handoff to Diaz to the left side, back to the original line of scrimmage. Gets licked there, and he pops up like a Timex watch. Gain of two, third and 10 for the Lakers at the 20-yard line.
Tackle made by number 89, Churchill.
Churchill. Yes, indeed. I can't find him on my roster, but I'll find him soon. Third and 10 now for Lakers. Receiver wide each way. They have a tight end in the wrong side. He moves to the right side. That's number 83. Ian Snyder. Now we have whistles, and we want to have another timeout called by Lakers to talk things over. They're not quite ready for this. Third and 10 at the 20-yard line of Cass City. It's time to take a quick break. 12-0, Lakers lead over Cass City. 9:23 left in the fourth.
When the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. It doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is the quality of your independent agent and the company that stands behind them. Auto Owners Insurance has been recognized as highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 5 years in a row by J.D. Power & Associates. For award information, go to jdpower.com.
Call Thumb Insurance Group agents Jim Saransky, Pat Stecker, or Kathy Stacer at 1-800-233-9533 or visit the office nearest you in Cass City or Essexville.
Tailgate checklist. Cooler? Check. Chips? Check. Hot dogs? Check. Your Cass City Redhawks hoodie? Check. Insurance? Check. This season, protect your team with insurance from Auto Owners Insurance and Thumb Insurance Agency. Keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Call Thumb Insurance Agency agents Jim Saransky, Pat Stecker, or Kathy Stacer at 1-800-233-9533 or visit the office nearest you in Cass City or Essexville.
And you're back with WLNW Sports on the third and 10. It's actually a keeper around the right end. Excuse me, I take that back. I have no clue who the one the ball carrier was on that, Dave.
Dustin Cady came in motion from the near side of the field, similar to the play where they pitched it to him and he threw it. This time he kept it and ran around the outside, and eventually number 65, Jacob Perry, made the tackle.
That's why I keep you around, Dave. Fourth down now and four to go for the Lakers. Once again, we'd like to wish a happy 39th birthday to Sue Cole. 8:40 left in the fourth, 12-0, Lakers lead. Working right to left across your radio on the right hash. Trips left, three receivers there outside of the tight end. One man in the backfield, that's Diaz, and it's a toss to Diaz. Hits the line of scrimmage, he's rolling. He's out to the 10-yard line, down to the five. He's running, he dives across the end zone. Touchdown, Lakers! Lakers, Diaz finds himself in the end zone on the 13-yard scamper. And Lakers tacks on six more to the board. It's now Lakers 18-0 over Cass City.
Cass City will be working on some tackling drills this week. Again, three guys miss Diaz. Diaz runs hard and low to the ground, 5'9", 170 pounds. He just would not be denied. He seed the pylon, and nobody was going to stop him.
No one stopped him indeed. He broke his tackle at the three-yard line, then dove across the end zone. Mauricio Diaz, a junior, moved up last year, second year on varsity here. 8:24 left in the fourth, going for two, receiver wide each way. Eye formation in the backfield. Now Cady is actually in motion, moving to the right side, and he's going on the screen pass to Cady. He's in for the two-point conversion. That one is good as well.
No, it's got to come back, Clark.
We have a flag in the backfield.
This one's going to be easy here. There's going to be a hold. They threw the screen pass to the